Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's not an opinion. That's not an opinion. That's wrong.
It's my opinion.
That's wrong, because when the formation changed and we didn't get the results, what was it then? When the formation changed under Fletcher and we didn't get the results, what was it then?
What's going on?
The personnel.
What's going on?
Battles for top four.
The personnel.
With them, man. Liverpool are meaty.
But we're meaty, but you're not.
Well, we've been meaty. I've been saying we're meaty all season. Okay, you're meaty too. You're the champion. You spent 300 million. Look where you are. You're meaty.
So?
Can't be so.
He's coming in the group arguing with Hyde's. Hyde's, why don't you want to ask your... Sorry, no, let me concentrate.
When you want to argue to me about Burnley... You're not listening. I know. Don't mention this weekend.
Evil Jad
is crazy.
But they tortured him in there, boy. The inmates, it's like 100 to 1 cell, and they're making him lick batty.
Impossible, man.
Impossible, man.
I don't know why you lot listen to him as well. Like, you lot actually look and listen.
I'm not listening to him.
Ignore him.
I'm just working it out.
This guy is stupid.
As one man in the Indonesian girl jumping overrun, like, money works, money rules, bro.
I can't think of nothing.
Oh, man said he's looking batty. You know,
welcome back. Welcome back to Filthy. And I have to ask you, Steve-O,
yo,
what's going on, man?
With what? What's
last couple weeks you've been... Yeah, man, what's going on?
I got rid of someone that was in my life.
Okay.
Weight off your shoulders.
Oh, yeah, it's bringing me down, I think, for a last... What's happened?
Huh?
No, go on. No, don't worry, I ain't going to confide. This is why a man don't confide, isn't it?
Sorry.
All good, brother. It's all good. I feel like I'm out in the loop. I missed the week. I have got rid of someone in my life and it feels great.
New lease of life.
Yeah, man, new lease of life. So is this you expressing to like double it down, like say it's on the internet now, like they're gone? I respect that. Nah, it's not that. Because I suppose if they did call, I'd still...
After 10.
Oh, so your hair is just, this is your bouquet. I heard that too.
But yeah, let's take a trip down memory lane, a nostalgia trip.
This will be good for Loons.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the players in his league.
Yeah, facts.
And you?
Players with the most wasted potential.
Ah, I see this episode. So we're talking about like the Jay Sparings of this world?
Not really.
Maybe not.
All right, let's make it in rapping equivalent to you. Wasted.
Don't do that. Don't do
the
that.
Wasted talent.
I'm thriving, mate. You need to worry about yourself.
I said musically.
I don't matter.
Yeah. I did. I said music world.
You can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't work hard and hone those skills, it can all amount to nothing.
Oh my God. I've never seen the word hone, you know?
Hone.
Spelt.
I use that word all the
you
time.
You thought there was a wrong spelling there,
I thought it was homing in on your skills. It's honing.
You didn't know it was honing?
No. Yeah. How do you spell it, bro? How do you spell honing?
H-O-N-I-N-G.
Honing.
Honing.
Honing. Why was everyone looking at me like I was going to flop?
Yeah.
See, we would have put the E in there.
No E before the I, unless it comes after the G, and then that's when you get the E. You get it? So.
He needs those.
But listen, before we start our list, something that doesn't take hard work is
subscribing.
Of course. If they are not subscribed, they should subscribe, not miss out, hit that bell, stay notified.
I don't understand why so many people watch the show and don't subscribe though. Anyway.
I think they feel cool.
No, but they watch it consistently. Like they watch it every week and they're not subscribed.
That. I can help with that. Because when they click it and it takes them to that email and says log in, you know, some people are watching on just YouTube, innit? And they're not signed in.
So if you're not signed in to YouTube, yeah.
It goes bling, put your email in and then it's...
Well, you have to have an account to subscribe. So we're talking to the people that have...
That's half.
Yeah. I'll be real, making an account is sometimes tiring. Especially the Gmail. The Google, these lot have got triple verification to the nation of communication.
But subscribe, man.
But subscribe, please.
Nah, but allow it. Because they'll make an account quickly to cuss us in the comments. So just use that same account and subscribe.
But they ain't saved it to their phone. They don't want no strings attached. So they have to log it again next week or a couple of days later.
There was a report, though, in the Proprietor in about, I think it was 2000.
Spell Proprietor. Spell it. There we go. Spell.
That's disrespect
spell
proprietor. Still.
Proprietor.
Asking a big man it. To spell words.
P-R-O-P-R-I-T.
Bumbleclaw.
Proprietor.
Nah.
Right, go on, what was the survey?
No, they're saying about why people don't subscribe to pages, newsletters. It was something to do with past traumas, yeah.
Something to do with past traumas?
Because when you sometimes subscribe to someone or a human and they let you down, it's all science.
We're talking about OF and
I don't think it was as hard as they're saying to subscribe, but we're going to need you to subscribe again. We need to subscribe more, and we're going to need to subscribe again because we've got a second channel and it is called Extra Filthy.
What? Really?
That is extra with an X, not an EX.
And I wanted to go with Filthy Extra so everybody would get it, but Poet is so nasty, he wanted to be Extra Filthy, which is fine. I'm here for it. You get what I'm trying to say? We're going to be dropping content, extra content for the crowd, behind the scenes stuff, like all that stuff, new stuff, everything. Make sure you subscribe to Extra Filthy.
It will be Extra Filthy though, because we're going to 2026.
You know, I was going to say, yeah, before you go, yeah, you know, if it ever goes wrong for us, like, we can make a left turn and do something else with the brand name, you know. Obviously not with each other.
Oh, innit, man? That's
like,
crazy.
Come on, bro. Relax. Yeah. But we could, yeah.
There's realms.
Listen.
Like, there's life after football for some of you, man.
Or we could sell the naming rights to people that do that. We could sell it to a couple guys being filthy.
I was going
to
try to tie that into this, but I can't. I can't. It would be very wrong. But listen. Speaking of hard work, dedication amounting to basically nothing, I think this guy is the failed wonder kid. I feel like when all of us understood this term, he was like, he just like, it was confirmed that he was that.
We're going to get perimeters to fact, because there's going to be people that you've put as failed wonder kids, but I saw them scoring at Old Trafford, like doing crazy, like, so what I'm saying is, like, there's failing like Freddie Adu, yeah?
Freddie Adu?
And there's failing, but playing up until you're 20, 30 years old, like, so I don't understand, that's not failed.
Yeah, it's not everyone's gonna be that, I'm just saying him.
It wasn't failed wonder kid, was it? It was players with the most wasted potential, wasn't it?
Because what I was trying to say is just this guy, I think we can all agree, is a failed wonder kid. I know that's a harsh term. These guys don't come out themselves and say, oh, I'm going to be the best, I'm going to do this. Everybody else does. And unfortunately, for Bojan Krcic, I think his name is.
K-R-K-I-C, yeah. I could never say it though. Cricket.
Okay, played with Messi in academy level and outperformed him, apparently.
Bojan's reputation was through the roof still. I can't lie, it was like, it was high. He was supposed to be out of it. So
to get in that Barcelona team at that age and to shine and score crucial goals, it was deserved, the reputation that he was getting.
So he was mentored by the likes of Henry in the first team when he broke through at 17. Yeah, Barca. Do you know what I think?
That's mentoring Henry.
Do you know what I think? He had high pressure because this was around the time where it's like the Wonder Kid label, like things outside of football supported that. So like Football Manager, this guy was crazy on there. Yeah, you got him for cheap in the beginning. I think it's 06 I had. And it was a madness. There was him. There was that Halilovic you at Barca.
Alan Halilovic.
Yeah.
Croatian
the Santos brothers.
Oh, yeah. Ibrahim Afellay.
Ibrahim Afellay. Because you know, especially at that time, the La Masia establishment was like known as like, they always had one. You get me? So, yeah, unfortunately for him, he didn't break through. What? He was in, where was he? Was he at Stoke? Yeah, he was at Stoke for a bit.
Go from sunny beaches in Barcelona to cobbly roads of Stoke City, you're going to get injured. Mentally. Mentally injured. Mentally injured. You get what
you're
I'm
right,
saying?
You're
going
right.
There, seeing Wilkinson's, you're seeing bikini beach bums and, yeah.
That's a culture shock.
Mocktails and all that. And then you're going to see Wilkinson's.
He became a cult hero at Stoke though.
Greggs and Beggs, you know what I'm saying?
Was there contributing factors to him not living up to his potential, or was he just not as good as people thought he was?
I think he had injuries. That's what I'm saying. I remember he had injuries.
I don't think someone had injuries. Did they have injuries?
No, I'm saying, I'm thinking it was the injuries.
Like so he had injuries?
He had injuries and then he kept coming back. They'll send him on loan. Like he went on loan to Italy.
Was it injuries? Or was it like Loon said, mental injuries?
No, it was injuries.
What injuries?
Even when he went to Stoke, it was injuries. He's always had injuries.
But is that a thing as well? Like players that always get injured, he might have been a bit light.
He started young.
Could be a bit lightweight.
Thing as well, but he went Roma, then back to Barcelona, then went to Stoke. No. But it's loans though, I'm talking permanent.
And what did he do at Roma?
At Roma, he had 33 appearances, 7 goals. Then he went Milan on loan, 19 appearances, 3 goals.
Have we got Giuseppe Rossi on this list?
Then Ajax, 24, 4 goals, and then to Stoke.
Do you know, so to be fair to his agent or whoever it is, they tried, didn't it? They tried to get him around Europe and... like, because those are big moves. Roma, Ajax, AC Milan. Like, those are big. They tried to get... I remember when he was at Milan, actually. They tried, didn't it? And then they said, left turn. Let's go. I said left turn, pointed to the right. Stoke. And so it just... he kind of showed that no matter where you play, you're not really it.
That is that's that agent, which is... you don't know if it's a good agent or not, where he's like, let's go to the Prem, you show what you can do, then you can get the move. But you can go to a team so meaty that you're stuck. You get what I'm saying, innit?
He actually went, and that Stoke team that he was at, like...
it was dark.
It wasn't dark.
That was with Shawcross and all them, man.
So it was the Shawcross, it was...
Jonathan Waters.
Ricardo Fuller, Jonathan Waters.
Delap was there, I'm sure.
Charlie Adams, it was quite a decent Stoke team. Like,
but it's not Bojan Krcic.
Good. He kept getting injured. So every time he would come back and he would do well, and you think, hang on, this guy's good, he'd get a brace, he'd get injured again. Story of his career.
Imagine training when he's, you know what I'm saying? Those players don't like being nutmegged and all that. You can kick him in the air.
He weren't meant to be at Stoke, bro. Like, that was not his story.
But, bruv, by the time he's at Stoke, he probably does deserve to be there. He's been to all them other clubs.
I know, but I'm just saying, into what he was at 17, it's like that Endrick cute, yeah? He's gone to Lyon now. I see him score the other day.
Unreal.
Yeah, but
debut.
I'm not trying to cuss him. I'm not saying it to cuss him, but Lyon's like a good loan, innit? So you can see with someone like that, it's like they're trying to ready him for, you get me? It's not a he's not wanted thing. They're trying to get him minutes somewhere.
He's not wanted, bro.
Who? Entry.
Mbappe's ahead of him. It's dark.
Yeah, but bro, they used, what? 18, 19? Like they paid big dough. Something has to work. Like, and he's not going to play. So they've sent him. And I think that's what they tried with Bojan. But they clocked that. He's not good enough.
Can we get some information on where Stoke was around this time? Because I'm sure it was
mid-table.
A decent Stoke. Yeah,
mid-table.
It wasn't like the Stoke that you think's at the bottom of the
table. No, We said the squad. We know who they were.
We're not going to do that. We are not going to do that because we have more players with wasted potential to go through. But Bojan Krcic.
This man.
It went downhill for him after Stoke.
I'm sure this was his teammate. Giovanni Dos Santos. I think because of his trim and skin tone, they said he's going to be the next Ronaldinho.
I hear you.
He was dangerous on pro.
He was cold on FIFA as well.
On pro, he was dangerous. Because obviously, like, Bojan would have played a lot of games, but even when I'm thinking back, I can't think of any. There's no moments.
Yeah, but in his one season, he done well.
All I'm saying is, there's no Bojan YouTube compilation. It's simple. There was a Giovanni De Santos. Like, I used to watch this on YouTube, innit? You get me? And he ended up going, was it Tottenham? Was it straight to Tottenham? And I feel like Tottenham do these weird transfers where they just get guys that should be nowhere near there.
Did they sign him? Did they sign him in that Soldado period, or was this before?
That's the guy I was about to ask. Is that the Gareth Bale
before,
money?
Before, they signed him 08.
Is this the Gareth Bale money? No.
Yeah, no. This is with Gareth. 08,
he went to Bale. He was with Bale.
Only made like 19 appearances.
Yeah, I think with these guys, it's not necessarily their bit. It's just their durability, man. They can't play full seasons.
I watched him in a pre-season against Orient. He played against my little cousin. He was playing left back. Bro, I had never seen like anything like when I've played, you know, the Zolo and all the rest of it. Seeing him close up was incredible. Like, I'm on about incredible.
Best you've ever seen?
I think so. At that moment, but it's against Orient.
I know about that though. When you see a player and he
honestly, it was unreal.
In.
It was unreal. But
swear on everything that he's the coach.
Then I was saying this season he's gonna be. He's done nothing, man. Because
bro, fan China Whites,
he
bro.
He parties too much. Like he had the Ronaldinho thing, but not the Ronaldinho
money.
Thing.
Yeah,
I like that.
Because look, so he's in the Barcelona B team for 06 to 07. Then he gets into the first team, and then within a year, he's moving. Like, do we think he probably moved too early?
Oh, one thing I will say is your ball knowledge is second to none.
No, you know what it is? Because this is my period.
And the year, you know, he's so precise.
Yeah,
this is my period.
He's so good at that.
You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, like, would you say he moved too quick? Or was it the hype that you said the computer, me watch it, like,
Barca just didn't want him and they wanted to sell him?
Made it your own. I respect that.
Because why would you sell a player that good to Tottenham?
He had years on his contract. So what happens is when you think you should be playing, he had years on his contract. So when you think you should be playing, you're going to the manager's door. You're becoming a nuisance.
I don't think you can do that.
But we don't know he was doing that.
I don't think you can do that.
We can't speak to his mindset at the time. But if that is how he's moving, he's saying, oh, I'm so good, I need to be getting played where I'm knocking 100%. On the Barcelona manager's door.
You just could tell he was like that.
Yeah, then you don't leave Barcelona and go to Spurs.
But at the time, this is a Spurs team that's invested.
If he's that much of a talent, yeah, he's knocking on the door, he's doing all this, he's got himself out of there because he can't play and he's had that stature in world football. There's going to be other bigger clubs coming in.
He seems impulsive. Spurs. He seems like that would have just, it was just like a mad, like.
But he's probably done the Spurs to get a big move. He's probably done that to broadcast and. No, but he's obviously probably not getting the minutes at Barca. He's gone Spurs, which ideally is a big enough platform.
But they loaned him out three different loans as soon as he got to Spurs.
Ipswich in that.
Ipswich, Galatasaray, and then Racing Santander.
Do you know what it is? You have to remember, these guys aren't that much younger than Messi, you know. So they would have seen him and thought.
He's 36.
Celso, yeah, and Messi's how old? 38? So he would have seen that going on and said, I'm done here. Like, I'm never going to get to play.
No, but he actually got in and done
But he played Messi's role.
Yeah, he's a left-footed attacker off the right.
I'll never start for Barca. So I think this is the time when I think agents were trying to do, like, big things for these high-potential kids, innit, and send them elsewhere, innit. And he was like a guinea pig because it went wrong, innit. Because I think to answer your question, I think he did leave too early. I think he maybe should have tried to get a couple more loans and then maybe leave to a team in Spain.
Where did he go where he started playing decent?
Nowhere. LA Galaxy.
LA Galaxy, innit?
But he's really good for Mexico, he was as well, though. That was the one thing throughout his career that I always remember saying, oh, look, he had potential and he still is a good player, because when he played for Mexico, he was cold.
Bruv, some people just got good PR machines, man. Like, they're professional footballers. They're all good. Like, even the ones that we call meaty, like, they're all good, bro. I just don't think some of them are as good as we say they are, bro. And you're right, in between here, in between the ears,
bro, that's all is
important,
mental,
man.
Bro.
I got a question for Steve-O, obviously, because you know all about nepotism and stuff like that. De Santos' father was a professional. He played for Brazil. And I'm asking, do you think that there's a lot of pressure that comes with having a father that was a professional, following in his footsteps, that kind of stuff? Do you think maybe that had anything to do with how his career went?
Well, I can talk from experience. My dad was a professional cool dude. And as another cool dude, it's been hard to live up to Big Steve. So big up you, Dad. Love you. But nah, I don't know. It depends. Depends. Like, for instance, Nigel Clough had a dad called Brian Clough. He didn't play football. Well, he did play football, but he was pretty known for being a manager, right? And he was loud, this, that, and the other. And there were stories later that come out saying that having him, such a large figure of an old man, sometimes was a bit of pressure when playing.
A better one. Alex Ferguson, Darren Ferguson. Pressure, he went to Peterborough. They didn't want to sack him. Like, I say he's still there gaffing now, maybe. But he's whack. He's whack, and his dad, that's a big cloud.
But hear this though, no one knows, let's just call him Damien. No one knows Damien DeSantos though. So we can't use that as an excuse. Like, no, did you know DeSantos' dad was a footballer?
Yeah.
And he's Brazilian.
Are you joking me?
Yeah. 100%. Who did he play for? Damien.
1 second. His name's not Damien, you idiot.
What's his name? Yeah. What's his name?
Junior.
Okay.
one sec. And not only that, and Thiago's dad. There was a few of them that had dad.
Bro, I'm asking.
Who did he play for?
I couldn't tell you who he played for. He played for Brazil.
Botafogo.
He played for Brazil. He played for Brazil.
The question that I'm going to start asking for all of them is, are they as good as people made out they was?
Who, the brothers?
All of them. Everyone that's on
there,
the list.
I think they was there because of my man. Because remember, they had a top Mexican player in the ranks them day there.
Yeah, Marquez.
There you go. And he was like the
guy.
He was Beckham. He was Beckham.
So to have like two little Mexican wonder kids that probably...
And one's half Brazilian.
Yeah, there you go.
That's crazy.
He was Cartel. Marquez. I'm not surprised. I know I'd done business studies in college and you see in FIFA in Mexico, it was Marquez at the front. It weren't Messi or whoever it was meant
to be. Yeah, no, everywhere in the world.
No, but Marquez is mad. Just standing there. But yeah.
Could have been Villa, I suppose.
Next on our list, fully Brazilian. Not no half stepper. Alexander Pato.
Alexandre.
Amazing start to his career. Major fitness issues. Major injuries. Lost the pace that made him the player that he was.
Mm.
Example of that, the goal against Barcelona, 24 seconds, absolute savage.
Sports day vibes, man. Just gone.
Jordan one day just psyched yourself in the ring.
But yeah, now he was gone.
Gone.
But, yeah, Pato.
He was quality, though.
Very good.
Quality. I thought that was going to be the... Not the next R9 or... I don't know what...
Just a next big striker for Brazil.
Next big striker from Brazil. That's what I thought.
I've got a theory, right? Hear me out here. So I think in football, say your football career is 10 years, right? I think you get maybe 4 years max at playing at your top peak. The rest of it is... Don't get it twisted. You can get people that do, but it's very, very rare. I'm on about top peak, right?
Even four is kind of rare.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Very right.
Yeah.
So who's to say, and this goes for a Raheem Sterling as well, that some people's peak comes early. Because if you take Sterling's best 4 years or Pato's best 4 years, it probably can go against a lot of people's careers. But because he hasn't had the whole 10 years, we say it's failed. But he done 4 years.
Did he do four?
Did he do four?
He didn't do...
Jad's saying two. Okay, but at very, very high level.
But that's just ability. What was he winning? What was he doing?
I think it was, to answer, what was he doing? He was doing it at a high level for someone that age.
Yeah, and
he weren't doing it at a internationally high level.
It was high level.
So it's not misunderstood. I'm saying it was high level.
It was high level.
I said he could go against anyone.
The numbers might not have been 4 years, but he was crazy.
His prime span or whatever you're talking about, what did he win? What did he do?
Two goals against Barca.
I'm not even trying to think. I'm asking because you're talking about four years.
Did they win anything in that time?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, comparing him to Raheem is not fair. Because what it is, with Raheem, he landed with that young energy, that pace, that hunger, and he was able to refine his game where it weren't all about his pace. He's got 20 league goals in... I'm sure he's after 25.
That's so stupid, bro.
You understand? So with him, his... completely longevity fulfilled his potential. With Pato now, I think, obviously, maybe not to Pato level, but I think you get a lot of young players, like 18, 19, 20, that they're good. I wouldn't say it's because they're young, but it's like the traits they have because they're young help them a lot. That pace, that relentlessness, the way they never get tired. And it's if they can get past that, then they'll be one of the best players in the world. And he didn't do that. You can say it's because of injuries, but I think to compare him to Raheem
is mad. To reiterate, I wasn't saying Raheem was a wasted. I was just saying that people now, because he's the last sort of 3 years, 4 years haven't been too great for Raheem. They're almost saying that it's not been a good career. Yeah. But it's like, hang on, his career, if you turn it backwards, if you've done it with Harry Kane's first three years in his career, where he's going on loan to 9 different teams, was shocking. So he's ended it better than, so if you flip their careers, Raheem, they've both had amazing careers, except for Raheem's last 4 years haven't been great. That's what I was on about.
I think Pato and Raheem are both wonder kids, yeah? But the way Raheem's career's gone, that's how a wonder kid dreams their career to go. You get me? To start off young, then get a move, hit the ground running, win all these league titles, and then obviously you slow down in your late 20s, 30s, when you're kind of a pace man. But with Pato now, he didn't even really get to like 21.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You get me? Like, I remember that Chelsea tried him out. He was just done.
Can I say something as well? Because we're saying 2 years, but this is the thing.
It weren't even that.
No, it was, because he was doing it in Brazil.
After Milan, he went to two Brazilian teams.
But Steve-O, you know you could do this with more or less every good footballer ever. You get me? But it's for the, like, not many of them had Pato potential though.
That's the next R9, this guy, it was unreal.
I didn't see him like that.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fez, but to the world, yeah, these are the next up. The Bojans, the Santoses, you get me?
Yeah, discipline is a massive word for some of these players, man. That's what I noticed. You get what I'm saying? Because that's one thing I aced. Do you see what I'm saying?
You ace discipline.
Chill, man.
In football.
Be serious.
Just young people. So why didn't
you make it?
Because I weren't good enough. Didn't you hear when I said I went there and everyone's shots were hitting the side nettings and my ones was rolling into the P-rolling.
But you're supposed to be Black Raul.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
I grew into Black Raul.
Why are you shouting at me for that?
I grew into Black Raul. Black Raul didn't live then. It was Black Vassell then, like you said.
Black Vassell. Vassell's black already.
And I feel sorry for someone like Pats, because I'll ask you the question again, Lips. When he first gets the move, there was even a little bit of a problem with the issue of him being able to play straight away. But he goes there, does 2 years, gets an incredibly bad injury. Life-threatening.
What?
Relax.
I meant career-threatening.
Career-threatening.
Career-threatening. Career-threatening. Which, for a young boy, although he's doing well, hitting really big heights like a man would, he's still a young boy. That must hurt him, like hurt him mentally, like what we said earlier about the mental injury. It must have hurt him mentally. Like when you're away from Brazil.
Ask, is it like mismanagement for younger players?
Was it a move too early?
Where is he going, bro?
Went uphill. Literally, bro.
Losing breath, you know. Losing breath.
This is
key. Yeah, literally.
I think Powell's level of his ability, say that compared to Bojan, I think his potential and his ability was more.
Made sense.
Was definitely higher. So yeah. I wouldn't put it down to mismanagement. It's just unfortunate. Like his one, I remember him, and I know that them injuries played a massive part as to why he's not.
One of them was a knee injury, isn't
it? Yeah, why
he's a pace man, isn't
it? I think Achilles.
Because for me, it was his pace. Like that goal against Barca was ridiculous. And yeah,
I have noticed that all the people that we've named, they're all born in 1989. Might be that year there.
Pat,
yeah,
was 89.
Enough of them, 89, all of them. All 89 is the year of the failure. Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, this guy, is this guy 89 as well? Yeah. He is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Freddie Adu.
Fremantle Patu.
Yeah. Patu.
Patu's mental.
Like Freddie Adu was born 89.
That's what I said.
Focus. Chill out.
Focus,
chill, man. Jesus. Yeah. Freddie Adu, America's next superstar, Ghana boy. Pele.
It's easy to fool them.
Pele said he was going to be the next Pele. Yeah.
One thing about Freddie Adu, that was all PR and propaganda and nonsense. And
Championship
and
manager.
America wanted to have a superstar that could rival some of these other people. And they pushed him in their propaganda machine and pushed all that crap out. Nobody cared about
Freddie
Adu.
He's not better than Ebanks Blake, bro. You know what I'm saying, innit? He's not better than Ebanks.
Sorry, bro. He was 15 and he was good, bro.
American good, bro. He's playing against Americans.
Bro, they made him date JoJo, bro. They made him...
That was good, though.
They made him go out with JoJo.
You man aren't my age. You don't know what that means. That's big drip. Jaquan went out with JoJo. Man, them don't even know about
Jaquan. Gets 70 grand the bloody appearance.
You don't know about...
What are you talking about? Tipsy. My manager books him, you don't
know. Stop.
My manager looks after him.
You got the same manager as Jaquan.
Nah, change it. One.
Aye, Steve-O's manager.
Three to the four. McAlevin, not connect your front door. Cheese.
Aye, you know that was a serious rhythm. But no, apparently, that was...
The rhythm that she made, Too Little Too Late...
Was about Jaquan.
That was about Freddie Adu, man.
What?
So he even had a Lil Wayne endorsement at a point in a bar. I'm trying to reach my goal like a round ball. Freddie Adu, anything, the crown, y'all.
You're going dumb.
Get my name out now.
I'm with Marg,
it's
man.
It's the PR, man.
America tried it. Like, they tried everything with this suit. He was playing for Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
I think he might even have been 14. Yeah, I think he was 14. And I think he was fake age as well.
But from that,
yeah.
From that 17
year old 14.
Yeah, he was probably about 17,
in
18.
In 6 years of football, he scored 15 goals.
No, bro, he's another
That's
one.
That's like Saka, right?
What are we doing? Because this is no. This is, I want to highlight something.
Duh.
You're a chief. You know why you're a chief? No, this is why. Because you'll fight for the Santos Bohan Rete. When it comes to our very own Saka, you'll kick this you every time. You see, when we win the league, don't do the speech thing.
That's
stay hating.
Team. It's your second team, isn't it? It's your second team.
I lie. I thought it's your second team.
It's your second team, bro.
I'll be honest. Yeah, with Freddie Adu, I believe. At that time in USA, America, I believe any half-decent 15-year-old could have done what he done in MLS then.
Like, you lot are taking the piss out of Freddie Adu here, right? Like, literally saying, what did you just say, a little too late is his career and all of that disrespect, right? But if it was Saka, then you can't be like that, all right?
So Saka's a bad boy.
No, man. But so is Freddie.
No, he's not.
Freddie, let me tell you a little something.
Name three teams.
One second, please. Benfica, Chicago Fire, and
Seattle Sounders.
Seattle Sounders. Right, listen, that's just three. That's the name of a few.
He didn't play for those last two teams that you just said.
Focus,
by the way.
Focus.
It was Real Salt Lake.
He went childish.
Stop it.
Right, Real Salt Lake.
Real Salt Lake.
Let me tell you a little something. Real Salt Lake's where the kid that's from Man City, the little kids that's gone there from Real Salt Lake, bro.
It's different American football now, bro.
Right,
the level there.
Let me land this, please. I'm telling you, right? During that period, when Frederick Adu, was doing his thing, Nike coming in, sponsored him, all of that, there was definitely a PR behind it. But when you actually done the eye test for a 14-year-old kid, yeah, he was actually really good. I'm telling you. Nah, and not only that, if we're talking on Beckham brought a lot of PR over to America, at around that time, Freddie was doing so much for that league and he wasn't even playing. Like, so that there as well, they should thank him for that.
I hear that, but the highlights I was seeing him, there was bare lines on the field because the pitch was an NFL field in the middle of the week.
I got some information that in 2006, he did go to a trial at Man United. Yeah, he trialled for 2 weeks.
He wasn't good enough.
He trialled with a couple of academy players and they said they just dressed it up. I reckon that's a dress up. They couldn't get the work permit. I reckon that's a dress up. Man United don't want to, because you probably wore Nike at the time.
It's Manchester United. If he was a top talent, he would have got the work permit.
Like, what are we doing there?
So why didn't no one else? Man United are the best team in England then. Why didn't he go somewhere else?
Because he went Benfica.
As a man.
No. What are you talking as a man? Check.
What's going on in there?
18.
Sorry. What he's speaking to is the Freddie Adu PR machine. So it did work so well that he got a trial at United and he stunk the place up.
But because he didn't.
The PR machine so well, they put it down to not getting the work permit.
Come on, let's be fair.
So then where else did he go?
How did he get a work permit
in Portugal then? Back then, Fergie could have signed an alien from another planet
Orbitan.
And got it sanctioned. Football manager is the reason for a lot of these youths' downfall. Even now, clubs are slyly using football manager notes.
Do you remember Ryan Gould?
Yeah. Ryan Gould. Scottish Messi.
Sporting Lisbon.
Yeah, he started in Scotland. He's supposed to be the Scottish Messi. He's insane on
Who's
football
the
manager.
Scottish youth? He went Leipzig.
Don't stand a chance in real life.
He went Leipzig, West
Oliver
Brom.
Oliver Burke.
Left they were all they good.
What football manager was saying these youths were on?
It's a computer game, bro.
But I was a child. How's I supposed to know?
Not with Oliver Burke. He's younger than you mug.
Oliver Burke?
Yeah.
Oh,
is he?
No, I didn't say Oliver Burke, though. I'm talking like the 89 boys that we're talking about. I'm 91, because if you think about it, yeah, I'm seeing them as players my
age. They're your age group.
Exactly. But so he's 14 and these men are 16.
So Freddie Adu to me was really... And Pele, remember, Pele said bare things. He's got a list of 100 best footballers. It's a mad list. I believed in this youth. You understand? I had him on Football Manager. I had him on Pro and all of them.
Be as good as he said he was at the time, and then he fell off.
Nothing proved it. You didn't hear what he said? He scored 15 goals in his whole life.
In 6 years.
Come on, man.
From his debut.
From in America.
I feel like a lot of the PR came from the fact he was the youngest ever athlete to sign a professional contract in America.
I wish I could give you the thing so you can go and watch it. There's stuff about... Bro, they wanted an athlete, like a superstar football to
from
think.
America.
And they pushed Freddie Adu. This is what they wanted to do.
They had no one else, though. Who else was there? Clint Dempsey.
Yeah.
Pulisic just forwarding through.
Like Brian McBride.
If anything, he had a better career than I do, bro.
Have you seen how they treat Pulisic in America? They move like he's the god over there.
It's mad.
They got him in pictures next to LeBron James.
What? Soccer God.
Speaking of imports from Italy, Ghana actually. Mario Balotelli. This is our first 90s baby on the list. Born in 1990. Very, very high potential player. Looked like he was even going to get there. Made that move from Inter Milan to Man City quite early in his career. Hit the ground running. Major moments in his first season. But probably was mentally incapable of being a professional anything other than an MMA fan.
No.
Man, he's a madman.
I don't think we're doing this to Balotelli. Like, Balotelli's... Because, listen, Balotelli, ability through the roof. Anytime he was in a position where he was in a good environment, he showed that he can get his head down and play football.
Bro, trauma, what are you talking
about?
I was going to say it's trauma from his parents.
That this guy has been through from being raised... You know what I'm trying to say? Dealing with hardcore racism.
Broski, he was throwing fireworks in a man's yard.
That's from trauma.
This is what I'm saying. You see me?
That's from trauma.
I'm not doing this to the young youths. Youths like Balotelli, yeah?
Were raised wrong.
No, bro. If this is what I'm saying, you see youths like that in football all the time. It's as simple as that. Fair enough, he was raised wrong. Go on.
You got it wrong. What are you talking about?
What?
He was adopted by Italian.
He was adopted, and the Italian family that adopted him, Giuseppe and Maria, she
They are
Giuseppe.
I swear to God, they look, he loves them dearly.
They're not named Giuseppe. And he had the greatest Mario.
That don't mean he can't have trauma from his biological.
Remember,
parents.
He didn't know he was black till he was 17.
That's you lot are doing. What are we doing? What's going
who
on?
Who told you that?
I've watched the documentary. It's in the book. I've seen the book.
Coloured.
Colours. Yeah, the book's called Colours.
Oh, that's the movie.
Man said the book's called Colours.
But we're talking about the movie.
Colour Purple. The Colour Purple.
We're talking about Cass. The movie Cass. He's talking about Cass with the hooligan with the dry leg and he had to, he didn't know how to cream his
No,
leg.
But Balotelli went don't for it, that. Bro. Balotelli went for
no, he
it.
Did, but I don't think you can, I don't think that's his excuse, innit? What I think it is, I think Balotelli was very, very good, a lot better than the players his age. And because of that, he didn't take it seriously. That's what I believe.
But that goes into discipline.
Where certain man tried to put their foot down with him, then the trauma came in. And he'd be really defiant to authority.
And you seen that test that they done where they get the little babies, the kids, and they ask them about the dollies, which one's the good dolly, which one's the bad dolly.
Oh, the black dolly.
And they pick all the white dollies are the good. They say all the black dollies are the bad baby. Balotelli was the black dolly.
What's that got to do? That doesn't getting, even tie into right, what you said. That doesn't tie into what you said.
Yeah, trauma. Trauma.
Why always me?
Nah, that's a major skip. He's getting sent off.
No, it's build up. I'm saying it's this is how we up, got bro. There. Everything he went through.
He said it's a storyline.
There's a storyline. There's a reason why Balotelli didn't make it. There's a lot of trauma.
I don't even think he should be.
He did make it.
No, but he could have made it
but
more.
But that's the fact of the matter that no matter how bad his attitude was, because he was like that as a youth. They ignored that. His ability outweighed his attitude. And even when he made it, he still couldn't just say, you know what? I've won the league now. Let me just chill even a little bit. Even just while I'm in the presence of my coaches and that, just tone it down. He didn't, bro.
He was a treble winner at a teenager.
ADHD. He definitely has ADHD or
undiagnosed.
Something.
Undiagnosed. Yeah. Undiagnosed.
It's more than ADHD. It's way more than ADHD, bro.
It's a lot of things, man.
PTSHD.
PTSHD.
There's ADHD on one of these tables. I can smell it.
You're pointing at your table.
I said on one of these tables.
You didn't do that. You did.
No, I'm just saying on one of these tables.
I'll be real.
Bro.
We all got it. Everyone here got it. Everyone here got
French.
It.
I don't get with this millennial thing now that everyone just diagnoses people with. You
that's
get
true.
Me?
That's true. But you're
yeah, I hear you. You're losing your hair. That's a physical. I can
physical
see that.
Side.
I can see that. Yeah.
A physical side of what? Of what?
And you have got bowel disease.
What's going on? What's
he says, side of I think I have. Head, wait.
That's a physical side.
So that means you've got it then?
Huh?
That means you've got, he's lost it.
I'm bored by choice.
Is Balotelli, that's what I used to call him.
Whoa.
Is Balotelli. Wow.
You're part of the trauma, bro.
Why? No. He's already black. There's not even a like.
Enfield.
Balotelli. There's not even a white Balotelli for him to be the Balotelli. What's going on? They're calling me Blicky. Like, there's no, what's going on?
Because I know about it. I grew up in the white area and I was Black Kev. There wasn't even another Kev around, yeah? It just, yes,
was
man.
Was that your story?
That's Black story. Kev is mad.
I've got it all documented. Anyway, mm-hmm. Is Balotelli the first Black Italian?
Yeah. You lot don't know, boy.
But go on, then who?
But remember Akaka for Watford?
He's Balotelli before him.
No, he isn't. Are you mad? Akaka's 80s born, 100. Remember Ferrari, the fullback?
Enzo Ferrari?
No, not Enzo Ferrari.
I remember
Do you remember he played for Lazio? Ferrari?
I remember the Ghanaian one for Juve.
Played for Lazio.
They're mixed though, but yeah.
The Ghanaian one for Juve, who's that?
Oh, Ogbonna.
He's older, but was he out there before Balotelli though?
Okay, let me answer this question. Let me rephrase it.
They used to call him Roberto Blacchio.
Was
who? Who? Elaborate, bro. Who?
This is a dumb episode, hey, bro.
Hey, who marks, bro?
That is disgusting.
Is Balotelli the first black rock star?
Jimi Hendrix.
No, Prince. Italian rock star.
Michael Jackson.
Italian. He might be the first black Italian rock star.
Went through the barriers of football. The other ones we just all mentioned.
Name me a white Italian
all
rock
very...
star.
Pavarotti.
Was he the first superstar? Black Italian.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had the earrings.
No, let's have
the,
it right. He, as much as it's failed potential, he had moments. He had moments in an Italy shirt. Yeah. I could honestly
semi-final.
Say.
Semi-final.
Yeah, exactly. I could honestly say he was the, like, Italy went through a drought of good attacking players. Gilardino, all these guys, they didn't amount up to anything. he was the one that brought it back, bro.
And also, what I heard, he introduced Rasta Pasta to the Italians.
Probably.
To be fair, when Ballo was at Inter, his age range, I don't think anyone was chatting to him. Like his potential, I think he was probably on course to be probably the best striker in the next.
What's wrong with him? Where's he going?
5 to 10 years. But I think that's part of the problem he had as well.
Let's cuss him out. Let's cuss him out.
I ain't cuss. But yeah, nah. But you're right. You're right. Balotelli had serious potential.
I think he lived up to most of it.
No, he did. He's like a almost like an Anelka, maybe like. Different, it yeah. went different, but like,
you know what it is? It's they have peaks, and then you think they finish,
yeah,
then
they go and then again. They just boom.
And then you like, it's like what Mark says, like, and I agree with it. You can't be popping twice. You get what I'm saying, innit?
Yeah, the second time is irrelevant.
It's hard. The second time is hard.
You're right. That's facts. But nah, Balotelli, big moments, didn't make up to it.
Can I say what you told me, Mark?
About who?
About what the Jones told you.
I don't even know whether it's true or not. If you say it, I could tell you whether you're lying or not.
We're back on home soil, 90s baby, I'm not sure when. Dele Alli, 100% was a wonder kid, playing for MK Dons at 15, big performances, got a big move to Tottenham.
The real Freddie Adu. Yeah, the real 15-year-old bad boy baller.
So we've got Biscuit in the building. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, my boy. We saying yeah?
Steve O'Donohammy.
There, my G. Striker. So you know about some of these things. But he made it though. He didn't. Good attitude. Biscuit made it all the way. He's on Filthy now. Yeah? Dele Alli. 100% had moments. I famously said on Twitter, where everyone agreed with me, that 18-year-old Dele Alli was better than 18-year-old Jude Bellingham.
Easy.
And nobody, not a lot of people agreed with me, but I think that season with him at Tottenham behind Harry Kane as like a 10 kind of box crashing, whatever that was, I was scared of Tottenham, bro. I said it.
And he got like 20 goals.
Yeah, he scored. I think he got.
Was that the one where the season when he done that thing against Palace?
Yeah,
Palace.
That's his first season.
I think one thing I think that proper affected Dele Alli, obviously he came out, he gave that interview and he spoke. So the childhood stuff is like...
He was hitting them from like 9.
Yeah, obviously that childhood stuff's always going to be with him. But it's got to be that injury, man. Because it's that injury when he took that time out, and then maybe that's when he had all that time to sit down and think. And I don't know whatever he would have been going through. But while he was playing consistently, he was fighting. Yeah, he was young. He was fighting through. He was on a tear. He was doing great things. Well, look, obviously, you spoke about the things that the English media do where they hype up the young players.
They build you up and break you down.
Fast track them. They definitely build you up so they can tear you down. 100%. They love doing that. But even with Dele Alli, like obviously players get gassed up a lot, but with Dele Alli, I think he deserved all the plaudits that he was getting.
First 2-3 seasons.
I watched him playing at MK, running that midfield, you know what I'm trying to say, in the Football League as a kid, you get me? Then he came up, took the step up, handled it, was a major player in that Spurs team. I think he deserved everything that they were saying about him. I think he's cold.
England done well, everything done well.
A lot of it, like we said, comes down to the mental and discipline, because it's one thing being at that high level, but once you get a setback, to get back to that level, that's the hardest part. And a lot of these players, I feel like mentally, they were fragile.
I think the club had a part to play in it as well. I think going to Spurs, I think he was better than Spurs, especially
Jeez,
at that
Arsenal,
point.
Man, they're
if not Spurs, then who? Wait, if not Spurs,
somewhere bigger, bro.
United, man. United would be different at United.
But does he get the minutes he got at Spurs? At them clubs, though.
He was that good.
He was starting for England.
Yeah, he was that good.
No, he's talking from when he moved from club-wise.
Listen, he would have went to one of these big teams, yeah? He would have been levels above all of the younger players.
No disrespect to Liverpool, maybe, at that moment in time.
That was after Bell.
Do you not reckon it's the biasness of not coming from a top-tier Premier League academy, the Manchester United's, the City's, the Arsenal's, the Chelsea's, the Liverpool's? It's just like similar to like how Jude Bellingham was. The Premier League kind of ignored him because he wasn't at one of them elite.
I don't academies. Know. I think being in an academy definitely sets the players apart. You can look at a player and tell when he came from a... when he's been in academy, when he's been playing football his whole life. And you can tell when a man didn't, but then they've got it together and they've got a little something about them. And I feel like there's always just that they're not refined enough as them. There's something there that we can tell. But even with Alli though, I don't ever think that was
that was ever a problem or issue. Like,
I don't think so either. But I do think if you don't come from the land of them top six or seven elite academies, the players are more raw. Semenyo's, Eze's. You get that, like, that more maverick type thing.
Dele Alli definitely had off the field moments.
Mm. He's in country.
There's photos, there's televised, it's whatever. But I think him, Balotelli, I think if Mario Balotelli.
He's going to call him Bale Alli.
No, let me. I was going to say, I think if Mario Balotelli was a Italian that looked like the rest of the Italians. He probably would have got. Now I think he would probably would have.
They'd have looked after him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He would have overlooked. Yeah, a Cassano
and
career.
I think if Dele Alli was Del, even if his name was Del Allison, he didn't even need to look different. It could have went a bit different for him as well. Because again, I'm not there to dig him out. I think it's great. They see Jack Grealish stumbling out of the bar mash up all the time, and it's celebrated. And I love that they celebrated. Mm. These guys work hard. Let them. When you see them. With their defences down. It's funny, isn't it?
Double standards, man.
Yeah, there you go. But when it's the Dele Allis and the...
But honestly, on the rebound to that is... We watched the Amazon when Jose sat him down.
I was just about to bring that up.
Jose sat him down and said sometimes...
He was like, if you don't...
Sometimes it's no one else. It's you. Sometimes demand more. Because forget
me. Do you know what's mad?
Forget the club. Forget England. Demand more. From yourself.
Go back and watch that clip Mourinho speaking to
and
him.
He goes,
Mourinho predicted, he told him, if you don't do this, that, you're going to end up like this, that. Within a few years, the Brez doing balloons in hotels. And
bear this, that.
Bear this, that. Yeah.
Certain players don't get that speech, innit? They don't get that speech. There were players that were worse than him at Tottenham, performing worse. They're not told, it's going to go like this. For you. Like that's crazy to me, innit?
No, but that was Mourinho helping him in a way, bro. Like you said, a lot of men don't get that convo where the coach actually cares to the point to sit you down and tell you that.
So I hear it, but...
Let's move on from Dele Alli.
Jack Wilshere, this man...
Was Jack Wilshere wasted potential?
Yes, 100%.
Didn't he have his time in the sun?
I want to talk. Let's. We can't just go in like that. What are you talking about? We spoke about Freddie Adu's credentials. We're just gonna do that.
To Jack, West Ham man, you know.
Bro, can I speak?
Go on, Lippy, do your thing.
This is a man that was my school year. So, now do you know why I love that one? Because I used to watch him, yeah, just thinking, how can I play against this? How? At any point in my life, this is my age. And I was bigger than him, I was probably quicker than him, but what he was doing was ridiculous. Saw him spells in like pre-season and little YouTube videos with Arsenal. Then obviously went on loan at Bolton, looked very mature, came back. I don't know if it was the season he came back. I think it was the season after the Barcelona game at 19 at the Emirates Stadium. Do you know what it is? I watched that back all the time to see if I was gassing it. But no, that was a serious performance.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Yeah, we won that game.
2-1.
I can't ask a question.
He got man of the match. He got man of the match that game. So.
Yeah, he got man of the match.
Just ask, man looking at me now.
Javier nicking it off them, beating the press.
He was cold that game still.
Yeah, to be fair, man, the game with Barca, that's all good. Bolton, that's all good. But where did it go wrong, Lips?
You know what? Injuries.
Was the problem that Yuzo were gassing him up too much? He didn't want to admit that because Ramsey was better than the minute. But Yuzo weren't saying that. That Yuzo didn't want to do that.
Ramsey is streets ahead of him.
Ramsey's not English, isn't he? He's Welsh.
It's because he's not English. But Yuzo wanted to put all your eggs into the Wilshere basket. And really, it was a Rambo.
Rambo.
But it's the same link with the media. That's why I said he's Welsh. That's why I said Ramsey's Welsh. They're not pushing Ramsey like that.
Do you not remember Ramsey looking kind of, especially when he came back from the injury? It kind of looked like, is he
Ramsey,
even going to...
For me, personally, Ramsey was better.
Think at the Barca, that the time when he made that Barca performance, you thought Ramsey was better than Wilshere?
Like, that was a one-off game, bro. Don't get it twisted.
I know it's not about him, but you got mug Ramsey, man.
Ramsey was cold.
You got mug Ramsey.
Can I ask a question about Wilshere? Like, obviously, to Arsenal, man, yeah? Is there another game like that Barcelona game, or is that Barcelona game just his
go-to world good game.
He played well I'll that be season. Real.
We've seen Wilshere do that in other games, but why that match stood out specifically was because he was 19 against Xavi's, Iniesta's, this, that. So that's always going to stand out more. But there's games he was doing that normal.
Them lot in Spain said, bro, we got 10 Jack Greek, like 100. In there. That man's not fast. Not fast. They're not fast, bro.
Because Pep said, we've got 10 of these Jack Wilshere's in La Masia.
And that's
10.
What showed how Spanish football was ahead of England football. We looked at 10 it. At that time, we looked at it like he's taking liberty, but...
Yeah, but that's they didn't have 10 because obviously...
They did.
They've got more than 10.
They probably had hundreds, bro. Let's be real.
Ah, cool. This is where it is, yeah? Regardless, they had 10, 20. Their two best ever got ran red that night by a little 19-year-old boy, yeah? And you said, yeah... Has he done it elsewhere? Brother, whenever this guy played, he showed his ability. You understand? That's 100%. And I am going to put GOP's assist in the match notes here. Because GOP made a great point. The Arsenal wonder kids' careers are ruined by absolute nobodies. Yeah? Paddy McNair. Nair, you know.
Are you stupid? Paddy McNair was a wonder kid.
Brother, he's a wonder kid. He came from Man United Academy.
Listen, Nair is the hair removal thing. Yeah, he's a idiot. Yeah, I remember.
You're not even meant to know that.
Was it Shawcross? Was it Shawcross that mashed up Ramsey?
Eduardo as well.
Eduardo got. He's not a wonder kid. He's not a wonder kid. But
what I'm gonna say is, you're talking about Paddy McNair was somebody. There was a crop of wonder kids coming through United at the time. Paddy McNair, Tyler Blackett. What's the left back called with a high? With the left back with a high.
The last. Broffert Johnson and them man.
Broffert. Yeah, it's
Cameron Broffert Johnson. Yeah, you got bear man.
Hey, that was a joke. That was a one of them was good though. I think it was Wilson. Was it Wilson?
Wilson's a striker.
Yeah, the striker. Man, he was good. Even the one that was on Baller League that scored in his debut. He was is it Josh Harrop?
Yeah. He was at United.
He looked all right.
They stunk.
Wilshere was way better than all of them.
You lot are salty though. Why the hell does Man need? It's part of football. They got injured. Okay. It's part of, you lot don't need to say that though.
It was a great tackle.
You lot are jokers. I dare you lot to play football.
If there was VAR.
It's part of the game.
Can I say one thing though? The way Wilshere used to play though, he was trying to get injured sometimes though. He was taking 5 extra touches amongst sharks in the deep end. Yeah. So that's the one grace I'll give him.
His biggest claim to fame is that goal that he scored. Oh, I don't know if did he score it? Did he think it? Nah, him and Giroud.
Norwich goal. Norwich. Bottom of the league stuff.
Hold on, he's got 2 goals of the season. Sorry, there's 2 of them.
What's the other one?
One of them's the rocket against. Was it Norwich or West Brom? West Brom, yeah.
Everyone scores 2 rockets, man. Maguire scores rockets.
Listen, he does. Maguire can strike a ball. Maguire can strike.
Man's 2 goal of the season, bro. Rockets are rockets.
Maguire can strike a ball. Yeah, 34 years old. As I said, my year. Luton manager, 7th in the Championship, League One. Damn.
So wait, just to be clear, yeah, we could only remember 3 things about Wilshere.
That's not elite, man.
Barca, Norwich, and
no, because you start. Listen,
an extracurricular activities.
I'm just asking
as well.
You, bro.
England as well. England was it 0-16?
Yeah, bangers. The 2 bangers in the goal.
But at 34, he should still be kicking ball. Really though,
it's true though. Can I say something? Thank God Steve-O's not sitting here. He would, listen, he'd just wreck the whole set when he sees this. Steve-O, no!
Who sanctioned this?
Are you joking me?
Who sanctioned this?
Who put him on the list?
The transfer fell through.
Who put him on the list? Are you fucking joking me?
Bro, at the start of the show.
Are you joking me?
Steve-O, one sec. At the start of the show.
Before he even left, Santos, he had done enough in football.
I know, but bro. We were told to ignore the screen. It's about what he
so
could
boys,
have been.
So boys,
how did you read GLP's thoughts?
Hey, get
like
me
that.
Top table.
This guy's mad.
Working.
I'm never gonna lie.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Neymar's been a top boy.
Yeah, been a top boy.
Obviously, injuries and that, whatever, but I don't think he should be on this list.
He's Brazil's top goal scorer ever.
I don't think we should be talking about Neymar on this list. I don't think we should be talking about Neymar.
I think we should.
Neymar's an absolute rude
boy.
So
we can all agree to this.
Messi, Neymar, Suarez.
We can all agree.
Paul, seeing this guy's up top, we play well, but there's certain games. He's against me. You're against me today.
This is Teddy showing him Andy Cole.
All right, cool. So you've seen the reaction. The player we're talking about is Neymar. I know there's more than that because he's Brazilian, but I don't know it. But Neymar works.
Junior.
Neymar Junior. Or Junior Neymar.
No, Neymar Junior. But that's the name they wanted to give me in the ends, but I just took Vinny Senior.
I just took Vinny Senior, boys.
Come on, man.
Never.
Like...
You've never had hair to be considered.
I was gonna be Neymar Senior.
Neymar da Silva Santos Junior.
I told you it was the Santos. Neymar was the chosen one. Neymar did fulfill his potential.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of Brazilians, his fall off was... Maybe in relation to other footballers, it might have not been a fall-off, but we're talking about him, yeah? What he could have been, not even what he could have been, what he was to compared to what the story is now, is, I wouldn't say disappointing because he's still done a lot, but it's just he could have done way more. You have to admit that. He's 33 or 34
bro, he's
now.
Butter. He just bought a helicopter, bro.
He is, bro, big up the helicopter. I
you
rate
know
that.
Man goes into man's
I rate, finances. Do you know what it is? He's still an incredible footballer, but he just saved Corinthians from relegation. Santos from relegation, where he came from. Two sets. And I'm not saying that. I think that's a good thing. So I remember in the season, they were complaining about him. Now they're saying he's a hero. He saved them. But I don't know a lot about Brazilian football, but I don't think Santos is a relegation battle team.
No. But you see what if he's doing?
It changes every year.
I think every elite Brazilian that you can even remember
goes back
home. This is the end of their story. R9s, Adrianos, Ronaldinho. Kaká. Maybe not Kaká, but
not even the greatest. Even like the
little
Hulk.
Ones. Coutinho's back there. They're doing madness.
Bear man just go back home.
He's doing a madness.
Wait, can I just say something though, right? And I know I came in screaming, kicking, and all that, right? Now, the people had set a bar for Neymar, and the bar was the greatest of all time. That was what the bar up there, that's what we're looking for him to be, right? Because he's definitely been, at one stage, the greatest in his generation. Even with Messi and Ronaldo there, he's had seasons where, for me, he was the best footballer, 100%. Yeah, in my personal opinion, right? He's also the top goal scorer for Brazil. Think of all of the Brazilians that we call, like R9's my greatest player. He's outscored him. He's outscored Romario. He's outscored Bebeto. He's outscored Pele, right? So, go on, I'm going to watch after, yeah? He's also won Champions Leagues. He's won multiple titles.
Made one Champions League.
He's won a Champions League.
You said Champions League.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Focus. Let's not split hairs.
Plural.
You know exactly what I meant.
Plural.
Because the next line, if you read on, that's what my mum taught me, read on, you would have said, he's won multiple titles. So I would have said multiple Champions Leagues. All right? So he's won Champions Leagues. He's won multiple titles in multiple different countries. You mentioned it. He's also gone back to Santos, who were a relegation-ridden team, because what happens is they vote presidents in, out. It changes the whole infrastructure.
He's got a helicopter.
He also, a guy that was dying, a billionaire, gave him all his money.
85 mil or something like that.
More than that, boy.
My bad.
So no one ain't talking to him.
So what I'm trying to say is, right, in when we talk about wasted potential, now
didn't win the World Cup.
Whoa. Did Kurdistan win the World Cup? Are you even there, blood?
Don't do that. Listen, you idiot. Brazilian fans judge you on that, bro. Brazilian fans judge you on that. So Brazilian fans ain't going to put him above Pele just because he scored more goals.
The year they put all that pressure on him for Brazil,
he broke his back.
That was when they was the home nation, innit? And they got their teeth kicked out by Germany as well.
Yeah, but he got injured two games before. 7-1, was it? Yeah.
And before that, he was doing a madness. And then he got injured and literally the team went.
True.
He was not doing a madness.
He wasn't doing a madness.
In the World Cup.
Yeah.
Bro, their first.
He scored four goals.
Let me land. Their first game was very disappointing, I remember. Very, very disappointing.
And he still scored?
Yeah, it's cool he scored, innit? But we're talking about
tournament.
You know what? I just wanted to say this, innit? Yeah. To be fair to him, Neymar didn't have a great crop of Brazilian players alongside him, yeah? But they weren't as bad to be as bad as they was while he was a Brazil player, bro. And that's facts. Even if it's a thing where he didn't prolong his career long enough to be... Because Brazil weren't on nothing that World Cup.
It was until he got injured.
He held the ship.
They was doing fine until he got injured. Man.
They were doing all right. They didn't look like the best team. Their team was dead.
Don't stand on this hill,
bro. Their team was dead.
You don't remember.
I don't remember
he scored four goals until he got injured.
You need the Maverick. It's a tournament football.
Yeah, bro. That doesn't matter. What?
Yeah, he lips his assist
every February. Every February. Check where he was.
I know.
Bro, let's have it right, innit, yeah? Neymar, like all these Brazilians, like you said, yeah? They're not serious, bro. They're not serious. Their talent is incredible. And the attitude, they're not serious,
bro. Did Ronaldinho fulfill his potential?
Yes, he won the Champions League. He won the World Cup.
Did he win the Champions League?
Of course he did.
Did he win the Champions
Arsenal.
League?
Kicked out Arsenal's team.
You see that you was talking about... footballers stay in their prime for 4 years, yeah? Ronaldinho's got one of the best 4 years in football history.
Yeah, yeah.
Bar none,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
I agree with
serious.
You. I agree with you. But that's all we had.
He's saying Ronaldinho's got a Ballon d'Or, but I'm saying he didn't have a Messi or CR7 to go up against. Them man, every time Neymar could have won it, one of them two won it.
He should have won it. Hey, Neymar should have won it.
You lot are skipping the point where he's saying out of, was it 8 and 7? No, sorry, 5 and 7. I think Ronaldo's won it 5. Messi's won it 7 times. That's never been done in the history of yeah. So forget that they won, someone else come in and won it once or twice. 14 times, that is. Was it my bad math?
12, 12,
what?
12.
What? Who moved?
Against his point at all. What you said has nothing to do with what you're saying.
14.
After the heights of Barcelona, but like you said, you're seeing he's hitting CR7 and Messi levels. Maybe not... Numbers-wise, but ability-wise, he's up there with them. I thought he's a better footballer than Cristiano Ronaldo.
Absolutely.
Me personally. Maybe not Messi, but 100%.
So he's hit his potential there.
Careful. But, broski, he went from Barcelona to PSG.
Go on.
And regardless of what you say,
stinky move.
That stunk. Let him land.
I'm with you.
I remember there was speculation that he might leave. And the whole thing was, to where? Where'd you go from Barcelona?
So he should have stayed.
He
regrets it. And a lot of the Barca players were saying, we begged
they
him to
exactly.
Stay.
Why did he let
we
him go?
We begged him to stay.
He wanted to go.
In 10 years, it won't matter.
Yeah, but this is my thing. Yeah, you're saying in 10 years, it won't matter. If he stayed with Messi, bro.
They would have won more than two Champions
Leagues. Fair enough, he would have played second fiddle. But brother, Messi and Neymar for like close to a decade. Barcelona would have just ran football.
Yeah, but
bro.
Them he don't. But Neymar's not. He is a second fiddle, obviously. When you look at the three that they had, but he wanted to be the main
number
guy.
One.
And he potentially could be the main guy and could have been the main guy. That's why he done the PSG move. And the PSG move did not stink. I'm not hearing what no one tells me. It did not stink. It may not look as good as what he was at.
He was buying into a business, man. He's buying
2 seconds.
Into the
I'm
man.
Asking you. I'm asking you. So back and forth. Who did Pierre? Because I swear, did he go there before Neymar? I swear he got there before Neymar. Not Neymar, Mbappe.
Yeah, Mbappe came the year after.
Who did PSG have in that team for him to...
Di Maria, Cavani. They had the second, third in every position.
That's meaty compared to my whole thing is.
You believe this team is good enough.
My whole thing is
to the final, right?
Yeah.
Against Bayern Munich,
yeah.
They lost to Bayern Munich.
So he was there. Like this is margins.
Yo, you hold on to boys.
One at a time, boys.
Mad.
You've fast forwarded. Boys, I don't need help.
Help him.
Bro, what the fuck is going on, man? All I'm saying is this, bro. That's halfway into the story, bro. Initially, PSG hadn't done nothing. So why are you going there? From Barca,
then they
I'll tell
the
you
final.
Why. For money only.
Yeah.
Let me land.
It was a
footballing
reason.
For a player of that ability to do that
project
at that point of their career is disappointing. You want to see them go on.
For who?
For you.
Cool, man. For me, bro.
Run Champions
PSG
League by
PSG are only
then,
getting
like
better,
one,
though. They're
one
only,
golden
they
boots,
only got
everything.
Better, though,
right,
no?
Are you kidding me? Bro, stop getting mad.
I'm getting mad.
It's disappointing
though.
For you.
No, yeah,
we thought
yeah,
it was
and,
good.
Yeah,
he thought
I don't
it was
care
good.
That he's good for you. I don't give a fuck.
So what are you talking about?
That you think is good. I'm saying what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I'm not saying about what you're saying. When you're chatting shit about whatever you're saying, I don't say, oh, for me, that's rubbish. I let you go, Steve-O. So let me go, bro.
But what I'm asking
so
you
let me
a
go.
Question.
And,
for
and
who?
I can't answer because you're fucking shouting over, man. Like, Neymar's even going to see this, blood.
You're getting mad, bro.
But I'm getting mad because you're allowed to get mad. Why can't I get mad, blood? I'm here trying to keep this thing together. You're just talking over, man, blood. Stop fucking doing that, man.
Great point.
Seriously.
Yeah, great point, yeah.
Fuck, I hate you.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I think there was some good points. End of another great show.
What were we meant to say?
End of another great show. No, crowd. I need the crowd. Use up. Get in the comments and let me know who you think your wasted potential was. Yeah, that's about it. Let me know where you think Neymar deserved to be there because I don't think he did. What?
Jordi.
Last thing before we end. How long was he at Barca, Neymar?
3 seasons.
Right, I'm gone.
I think so, yeah.
Swear on.
Maybe four.
Like, comment, subscribe. Bow, filthy.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer an excellent in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to help make your life simple. No matter how busy life gets, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Criterion appliances. Save big.